Tyra Cycling Podcast is here with episode 12. The Tyra Cycling Podcast is bringing you to your screens the latest news, interviews and updates from the Tyra Cycling sector around the world. Ewan Scott, the magazine's editor, is with me. Ewan, what have we got planned for today?
Today we have an interview with Mike Graveman, the European sales agent for Granutech Saturn System. We'll see what he has to say.
Brilliant. Well, Granutech Saturn Systems have been a big supporter of Time Rubber Recycling over the years, so I'm intrigued to find out what they've got going on. What are you hoping to talk about with Mike Graveman?
I think as the market has moved on from primary shred, I think we're hoping to find out a bit more about their powderizing equipment.
Great stuff. Well, let's stop the teasing with the interview and let's get straight on with it. Here is the interview with Mike Graveman, the European sales agent for Granutech Saturn Systems.
Today we're talking to Mike Graveman from Granutech Saturn in Kansas. And Mike is going to tell us a little bit about Granutech and what they have to offer the market. So, Mike, can you give us a quick breakdown on who Granutech Saturn are and what they do?
Yes. Hi, Ewan. Thanks for having me. Granutech is a equipment manufacturer that's active in several industries, including tire recycling. And we build shredding equipment for all stages of tire recycling, from primary shred down to 30 mesh material. All of our equipment is built at our factory in Grand Prairie, Texas, part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
Okay, and specifically with the European market, we're seeing moves away from tire-derived fuel to higher value products in granulate and micronized powder, particularly micronized powders, because the tire manufacturers are starting to incorporate micronized rubber into their own products. There is also a move away from granulate for infill, because the European Chemicals Agency are recommending against using it, and they are treating it as a microplastic. So does Granutech have something to offer the micronized sector?
But something that I notice with the micronization trend, of course, we don't have that here in the U.S. In a big way, but something that I have noticed about that is that the rest of the recycling industry, the rubber recycling industry in particular, and that's something that Granutech Saturn Systems has equipment that can produce. But something that I notice with the micronization trend, of course, we don't have that here in the U.S. In a big way, but something that I have noticed about that is that the rest of the recycling industry, the rubber recycling industry in particular, hasn't done what the micronization plants have, and that's create a set of industry standards. We don't have, in the rubber recycling industry, we don't have a set of quality standards that are attached to many of the products that our end users are requiring. So, as an equipment manufacturer, it's not typically the needs of my client that we have to produce equipment for, but needs of my client's client that are important. Without a common language and a set of specifications, sometimes these details can get lost in translation. It seems possible then that within Europe but in the worldwide market in general, the larger need isn't as much the actual material, as much as a clearly defined set of standards that the end user can buy his material from.
Okay, so standards are an issue across the board with recycling. We've seen the years of struggle in the pyrolysis sector to come up with just a name for the product, never mind the specification of those products. So I get that the one of the challenges is that producers can't just go out and produce a product because they have to produce a product for each client, and each client will have a different specification, and each processor will have a different specification. So that is a challenge for you, but it is something that Granutech Saturn Systems can address, yeah?
Yes, it is. Granutech offers a wide variety of equipment. The primary shredders and grizzly grinders make a very suitable feedstock for micronization. And other fine grinding applications make a good end product, for injection molding and rubber modified asphalt.
Okay, so you can offer a finely processed materials for a wide range of products. Micronized rubber for inclusion in rubber molding in the new tire sector, perhaps for molded mats, for molded products, and very fine materials for injection molding, which is a different ball game. And when we go to injection molding and extruders, then you are potentially creating feedstock for the vulcanization sector as well. Is that the case?
Yes, it is. Something that the devulcanization sector is looking for specifically is a clean source of 30 mesh material and a fairly high volume of it as well. Those are well suited for our four-stage process, including our G4X. The G4X is our cracker mill for producing 30 mesh material from a 6-millimeter feedstock.
We've talked about the European market, but the largest rubber processing sector is actually in India. Is India a market where Granutech Saturn Systems have got something to offer?
Yes, it is. The Indian market has been very interesting and appears to be somewhat dynamic in the future. Right now, there are over 1,000 batch processing pyrolysis plants in India that we're told by our sales reps in India. And those batch plants use whole tires. But one of the significant differences in the Indian market is the very different feedstock with tires. The Indian tires use almost exclusively bias ply tires, and they have a much larger fiber content than the radial tires that we see in America here and in Europe as well. So the equipment that's required in those industries will be different, obviously, as well, because they don't have to handle the same materials within the tires. As those markets continue to develop, there will be significant opportunities within India.
Thank you very much, Mike, for your breakdown on what Granutech Saturn can offer in the European market, a little bit of an insight into the Indian sector. Is there anything that you would like to add?
Yes, Ewan. As the recycling industry in general continues to mature and develop, our customers tell us that they're going to need more flexibility from their existing products. This is going to require more and more processing and more separation of the different parts of the tire and more flexibility within the equipment in general. The four-stage granulation process that Granutech has, including the shredders, the grizzly grinders. The grizzly is a granulator, and the powderizer is the fourth stage. It's a very flexible system that will allow our customers to have a product that can continue to develop as their needs change.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Welcome back. Ewan, that was a good catch-up with Mike at Granutech Saturn Systems. It looks like there were some interesting times ahead for the company. How do you see the company going forward?
Well, Granutech Saturn Systems is a big player. They're going to be around for a long time. And it looks like they are preparing for changes in the market, both here and in the advancing market in India.
Absolutely. That'll be interesting to see for sure, especially with their movements in the Indian market. But taking a step forward and looking forward to next week's podcast, Ewan, who are you virtually sitting down with next week?
Next week, we're talking to KJ Lee from Lee Tyre and Oil in Malaysia. KJ got in touch with us to discuss the market and their operations in Malaysia.
Fantastic. Well, I look forward to that chat with KJ Lee then. Thank you for watching the Tyre Recycling Podcast, or listening to it if you're listening to it via a different podcast platform. We'll be back very shortly with episode 13. Thank you for joining.